This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world, too, via the satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security guards, the U.S. Coast Guard, and to all our Border Patrol members working hard along our borders, thank you very much for the job you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And to our Uber, Lyft, and our taxi drivers, thanks for keeping our people in vehicles, moving them around. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, joining us tonight, the professor of politics is back, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, first of all, Kyle, I want to give everybody a shout out that was over at Club 45 Hillsboro tonight over at the River Church. We had a very enthusiastic crowd there. Saw a lot of old friends, made a lot of new friends. My buddy Bill Bunkley showed up. We thank him for making the trek over there. Kathy Chamberlain, the author, was there with me, and Colonel Mike and his group. I'm telling you, we got some people on fire, and you heard the truth tonight there, folks. You folks over there, you heard the truth. What's going on? And we'll have more about that as the program rolls on. Now, Kyle, the big news tonight we start with is the USS Boxer, which is part of the USS Abraham Lincoln strike group that's over there in the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman and the Persian Gulf, was going through the Straits of Hormuz, and they are an amphibious assault ship. And they apparently were accosted by an Iranian drone that was warned off several times to stay clear, stay away from them. They came within 1,000 yards. That seemed to be the measuring point. And then they were destroyed.
That's exactly right. And they were sent through the Straits of Hormuz as a group of 6 warships, mm-hmm, in order to give a show of force in the area. And, of course, we all know what has been going on there recently. Just a few days ago, of course, Iran tried to seize an oil tank.
No, they didn't try. They did it.
And they had made all kinds of aggressive moves. And here's the interesting thing, though, today, Captain. The Iranian foreign minister is saying he doesn't have any information about Iran.
They have no information that they've lost the drone.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Yep.
So this is quite interesting. Now, again, this is among all these heightened tensions, as it were. But again, you have these kinds of moves that Iran is making, and it should be no surprise mm-hmm. that the American military is going to take action when necessary.
And all I'm going to say is, I use the word, we destroyed the drone. Now, we did not fire a missile at it. We did not launch an aircraft at it. we used another device on board our ship. That's about all I'm going to go, about as far as I'm going to go with it, because I'm not going to divulge anything that I shouldn't be divulging. But they used a device they had on board the ship, and it came tumbling down.
That's exactly right. And of course, after shooting down the American drone from the Iranian side.
Yeah, but they did that with a missile.
They did. That's right. And so it seems that Iran is not really going to have any problem at this point with trying to up the ante or to increase the tensions there.
Well, now, you want to know what that just did to Iran?
What's that?
They know we didn't fire a missile at it. They know we didn't launch a plane at it. Now they're going, uh-oh.
That's right.
What just happened? Uh-oh.
Right. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Well, and of course,
and kudos to the Navy.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, we're sending more troops to the area, more forces, especially into Saudi Arabia, I believe, to Prince Sultan Air Base, which one is one of the main, if not the main, staging area for the original Gulf War. And so now you're going to see, I think, some more activity there, because if the tensions continue and there are more incidents, then the United States is going to need to be able to use those kinds of assets.
Well, the United Arab Emirates is missing a tanker, which we know the Iranians say that they've captured. We believe that was the case. They took it into port where their Iranian gunboats come out of, and we know right exactly where that was. By the way, that wasn't very far away from where this drone was splashed. But the fact of the matter is, that is still going to keep the stakes very high in the Straits of Hormuz, which the tankers have to take, especially the ones going to Europe. It's the shortest route there.
Exactly. And, of course, part of Iran's gambit in all of this is to try to affect the price of oil.
I got some news for you. In case you didn't read the newspaper today, we now have a glut of oil again.
Right, exactly. But this totally begins to destroy Iran's negotiating position and so forth. Their economy is hurting so very badly because of these sanctions. They're trying to get Europe on their side, or European countries to sort of take up their cause, as it were. Mm-hmm. But it's not working very well, and the Iranian government is feeling the squeeze.
Well, that's very true. And folks, I'm speaking with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And again, kudos to the Navy. The USS Boxer, the crew, what they did. Excellent job, guys and gals. And I hope somebody is listening that can relay that message. And I never know who's listening to me at night on board these ships, because I find out about it after the fact. But kudos to the USS Boxer. All right, we'll be right back with more, folks. Kathy, give everybody the phone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, I had some people asking me some questions tonight at the Club 45 event. They said, does that stuff really work? And I said, yes, it does. And I pulled out a pack I had with me. I said, just so happens, this is what it looks like. And I have to take this right now because it keeps in my schedule one in the morning and one in the evening. And it keeps me pain-free and allows my ankles, instead of swelling up like they have been doing, to remain their normal size. And I took it right there, and they saw what I was doing, and I explained to them that I have arthritis, and I've broken a lot of bones, and arthritis is very painful. They nodded their heads. They agreed. I also told them I'd broken my back twice, which is true. My spine had been fused, which is true, and all of that hurts at one time or another. And I've had neck pain and shoulder pain and foot pain and my replacement ankle pain and muscle aches and pain, because when one thing hurts, something else hurts because of the other thing, and so on and so on. But my point is, I started the same way you can start, with the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It costs $19.95. And you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and order it today. And it'll be here in a matter of a day or two or three. It all depends on how fast you want to get it. You can get it delivered overnight if you want, and if you want to pay the postage, the express fee. Otherwise, it comes to you second day delivery. But Relief Factor, with the 3-week quick start, try it. Take it exactly the way it says to take it, and I do believe it'll work for you the way it worked for me. And when you do get it and you do take it, let me know how it works for you. Let me know how it works for you, because I'm telling you, Relief Factor literally saved my life from a bunch of aggravation and a lot of pain. And I'm able to do things that I wasn't able to do when I was not taking it. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What do you want to call him, the Fab Four? Or you want to call him the Squad? How about the Saab Four? You know, as in sob, boo hoo, wah wah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, wait till you hear this one. The Saab 4 went to the Capitol Police and had a meeting, all four of them, over their concern for their safety amidst the controversy that's going on because of all the death threats they're getting. What the hell did they think was going to happen when they started acting the way they were, which is, in my opinion, unpatriotic, un-American, and you're threatening the very security of the country that men and women fought and died for?
Well, certainly, all lawmakers typically have some concerns, and some lawmakers even get private security, if they want to add to what is available from the Capitol Police or from the government sources, and although, according to Fox News, they've not been able to determine if threats have increased necessarily against the so-called squad.
Saab 4.
The Saab 4.
Because
exactly.
It's boo-hoo, wah-wah, poor me.
Exactly. Well, but here's the thing. They are concerned because they believe that certain things said about them or criticism of them somehow amplifies their security risk. Well, perhaps, but by the same token, what happens when you have so many Democrat lawmakers over the last 2.5 years continuing to say the president is illegitimate? He's a foreign agent of Russia, according to different either lawmakers or people in the media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Doesn't that also activate crackpots or give them some kind of legitimacy to try to do something bad? In other words, we need to make sure that these kinds of things aren't being done in our public discourse, but at the same time, the Saab 4, as you're saying,
that's it.
You know, they also are playing up all these different angles, and it's really, I think, for one particular thing, and that is to sort of either get news time and to try to play up some kind of victim status instead of talking about actual things. I mean, and of course, the things that they do say seem to be antithetical to how the country should be run.
Now, I want you ladies and gentlemen listening to me right now to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell Kyle. Kyle, I went and had dinner tonight after our event over there in Brandon at the River Church, the Club 45 Hillsborough event. Very nice, well-versed, educated, millennial, probably, I'm going to guess, about 21 or so, waiting tables. And just for the heck of it, we were talking about where I'd been and, you know, what we had done, talking about asking her if she had heard about the Ocasio-Cortez and that bunch. And she said, yes, but I really don't understand it. And I said, okay, what don't you understand? She goes, I don't understand what they're complaining about. I don't understand any of that because we never heard any of that when we were in school. We never heard about the stuff they're talking about when we were in school. Matter of fact, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, I can't even tell you what it means. We didn't study it. And she went to a public school. And here you go. More proof of the fact that our students are being dumbed down as to what it takes to even be an American citizen and understand the rights you have. If you don't know the Bill of Rights, if you don't know the Constitution, if you don't know the Declaration of Independence, how the hell do you know what kind of rights you got to begin with?
Oh, absolutely. You know.
And she was serious.
Well, that's right. And this is where, you know, we're no longer teaching civics, really. We're not teaching the basic fundamentals of the structure and fabric of our nation. And so what happens is when young people, they get sort of assaulted by all these things in the media and the characters and the media, news media and this kind of stuff, and they don't know what to think because they don't have that foundation. And when I was growing up and so forth, I understood completely why, for example, at that time, the Soviet Union was completely opposed and antithetical to the American
yep.
ideals and so forth. In other words, you couldn't recruit me into being a communist because I understood what the communists were all about.
Yep.
And so that's, you're absolutely right, Captain. This is absolutely imperative.
And I was around when Khrushchev was taking his shoe off and pounding it on the desk in the UN, and we had something called the Cuban Missile Crisis, where we came literally within hours of going to nuclear war against Russia.
Well, precisely.
And that's a fact, ladies and gentlemen.
That's exactly right. Because, again, people and forces or other, nefarious bad actors in the world, they're always looking to take down the United States because they understand that literally we are that beacon. We are that shining city on a hill, as Reagan loved to talk about. And if you can dilute it in terms of its ideals, if you can make it a socialist country or tear it down or say that it's illegitimate or that it needs to be completely burned down and built back up, get rid of the Constitution, that kind of stuff, that is what the design would be in the grand sense. And that's why we have to have our young people be able to understand what our country is built on.
Now, President Donald Trump yesterday also said he was not happy with the send her back chant at the rally in Carolina the other night, and he would do what he could to make sure that it wasn't done again, or if so, he would put the damper to it, which is okay, and I understand why he said that, because after he left, and by the way, he had nothing to do with that. He had nothing to do with that. That was the crowd that spoke up and did that. It started out, as you could tell, 8 or 10 people, then went to about 25 or 30, then went to about 50 or 60, then went to about 100, then went to 1,000, then went to several thousand until, you know, it was just like the whole room was chanting it. But he didn't go along with it. He just stood there and let him do it.
Well, that's right. But I did see a news report earlier where suddenly the chant sort of starts up, as you said, in that little bit.
Yep.
And then they put a big ticker up on the screen. It started ticking 1 second, 2 seconds. They timed it out to 13 seconds. And almost as if to, here, Trump just let this go on for 13 seconds.
Big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to cry in my milk over it. Big deal. Grow up.
Right. Well, and again, and the president.
And as some people said last night, get a set.
Right, right.
I'm serious.
Yeah. And
we had pastors telling people that last night. Get a set. These people need to understand. This is America. It's a rough and tough deal that we're in right now. We got people coming at us from all angles, and they're not coming at us with the fruit of the loom stuff. They're coming with us with their guns blazing, and we need to be just as rough and just as tough as they are. And that's exactly what I've been saying, and I'm not going to stop.
Right. And, they were chanting something that of course, was, that the president wasn't happy with. But here's the thing. In this country, people might chant something like that. But in other countries, especially under the kinds of regimes that people have come to this country to escape, you can't get away with that, with what you're saying against the country there. I think what the issue is that people like Omar need to understand that the very reason she can criticize the government so openly here is because we are free.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be coming right back with more Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and oh yeah, just getting started. Got a lot more going on here, so don't go anywhere. And Kathy, please tell everybody how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, marriage fraud? Reports Representative Ilhan Omar, who's from Somalia, one of the four members of the Progressive Squad, may have married her brother back in 2009. She denies it. Reporter David Steinberg with PJ Media has been investigating this story now for a year. He claims to have evidence she was in a sham marriage with her biological brother. Now, reporters asking President Trump about this. He says there was a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to her brother. I know nothing about it. I hear she was married to her brother. You're asking me a question about it. I don't know. But I'm sure that somebody would be looking at that. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 3 points, the NASDAQ up 22 points, and the S&P 500 up 10 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. They'll insure your car or your truck you're driving. They'll offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or even your RV. And they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agency. So, look them up online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or go to the yellow pages of your phone book. Yes, they still have phone books. Or go to Bing or Yahoo, anything but Google, and look them up and find out your local agent and go from there. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. After all, what have you got to save but money? Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Donald Trump chose former Justice of the Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia's son, yesterday to be the new Labor Secretary. Now, this is pretty good because Justice Scalia's son, as it turns out, is a labor attorney for a very large labor legal firm, and that seems to be a natural fit.
That's exactly right. And so he does have some cred, as it were, to come into this job and be able to understand all the different ins and outs and dealing with different sides and so forth in labor-related issues. In fact, back in 2006, he was part of, I think, a case with Walmart in Maryland, trying to get to make sure that employees had more health care money put towards their accounts and so forth. So he's, as I said, he's coming in with some good cred on this. He also was involved in the Bush v. Gore case back in 2000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've got somebody with, like you said, some pretty good credentials, and I believe that he'll sail right through, especially being former Justice Antonin Scalia's son. So we'll see. Now, Alan Dershowitz was on Newsmax TV giving an interview, and he was talking about Omar Tlaib, the closed-minded bigots that they were, and the fact that they really didn't care about America at all. They were merely on a self-destructive mission trying to build themselves up, and I tend to agree with everything he said.
You know, I do too, Captain. I have a lot of respect, as I know you do, for Professor Dershowitz.
You bet I do.
And I think it's important to point out that, you know, Alan Dershowitz considers himself to be a liberal Democrat. He said he voted for Hillary Clinton. But here's the thing. You can have a conversation. In other words, we could go have a cup of coffee with Alan Dershowitz and have a wonderful conversation. It wouldn't devolve into name calling or any or these kinds of things, and we would be able to discuss politics because he seems like a very good person. But here's the thing: he's talking about these horrible things that he's even called un-American from the squad and this kind of thing, and he's saying that it's just terrible, basically. Again, the American people understand fully that once you start going off the rails like this and attacking anybody and everything from Israel to the president to Nancy Pelosi to anybody that stands in your way, suddenly everybody's a racist, evidently, that people understand you're running a scam.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to talk about something that's very serious and very near and dear to my heart, and that is the 911 Victims Fund, which just got funded by the House of Representatives, and the Senate was supposed to make sure that everything was taken care of. But one person in the U.S. Senate is now holding all of this up, and it is Senator Rand Paul. And Senator Rand Paul should be ashamed of himself. And everybody that's listening to this program should get on a telephone and call the number I'm going to give you here in a minute. Because he is holding up money that needs to be given to people that are dying because of what they sucked in at the World Trade Center, trying to save lives and recover evidence and do whatever it took to help clean up New York City. We're talking about 200 firefighter brothers and sisters that have died now since September 11, 2001 because of the cancers and the other diseases that have come into play that they've died from, succumbed to. And we just had another firefighter die just a couple of days ago. And a police officer, too, for that matter. Now, I didn't even mention police officers. We've had over 1,000 people on top of the people we know that were killed on September 11, 2001, succumb to the diseases that came out of the World Trade Center, cleaning up the debris and the mess and the dust and the sand and the soil and everything that was there. And Rand Paul has the audacity to sit there and hold up the money going to these victims when it's so desperately needed in many cases. Now, here's the number, 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. That is the Senate switchboard. Call that number and tell them you want Senator Rand Paul's number. Or get your own senator by giving him your zip code and say, listen, we want you to put pressure on Senator Rand Paul and tell him to stop the nonsense.
I couldn't agree more, Captain. Very well said. I'm very disturbed by what Senator Paul is talking about. You know, I understand about trying to have fiscal responsibility and so on and so forth, but honestly, this is not the time to try to drive a wedge in there. He's talking about John Stewart, you know, used to be somebody he thought could see both sides and cut through the BS, but now he says John Stewart, he is the BS, quote unquote, and I disagree with that. John Stewart has been able to bring this issue into the light, and such that people from all different sides of the political spectrum were able really to unite about this.
Yep.
And to hold this up is really hurting the families and the first responders, those who are still dealing with these issues.
And John Stewart is doing it because he's a celebrity who cares about what goes on. This is his city, New York City, and the reason I'm doing this is because I'm a firefighter, retired. I'm one of the firefighters directly involved in this. I've started to have a minor set of problems, not anything major at all, but I'm right in that group, and this involves me too, so you're damn right I'm going to be in the middle of it.
Absolutely. And this, again, this was an act of war. It was brought to our shores. Our people are suffering still, and so we want to absolutely do everything possible, and this is not the time to play politics.
Now, it looks like Boeing is about to take almost a $5 billion loss for the prolonged grounding of the 737 MAX planes. It looks like Southwest Air, who I believe was the biggest fleet with them, is putting them down until at least November, and they're not going to be around anytime soon. It means they've lost like 183 flights per day.
Yes, and this is really huge. And my question about this, my take on this, is that it just depends. I don't know how they can roll out a software fix, and then there was another issue that I think still been unnamed with
correct.
The 737. I don't know how they can sell this to the public, because, Captain, if you're going to buy a ticket to fly somewhere to go see your family or whatever it is you're flying business, and you're going to fly in a 737, I just don't know how they solve this problem.
Right about now, I'd feel safer in a twin-engine prop jet.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be, and I'm just speculating here, it may be that these jets are going to go the way of the dodo real fast, and they're going to have to try to figure something else out because...
And wait till you see the lawsuits that are coming.
Yes, exactly right.
For loss of revenue and all this other stuff. You
betcha. That's right. This is a huge, huge deal.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is financier Jeffrey Epstein has been denied bail. He's going to have to sit in jail until his day in court because he is a flight risk, and they found out that he had a faked passport and some other fake ID that he was traveling around. He'd already traveled around the world on.
Exactly right. This guy was prepared to pay $100 million in bail. Yeah, I mean, this was, so it tells you about the magnitude of this, and also, as you said, about the idea of being a flight risk and so forth. So I think they're playing it just right on this.
Yeah, and one last thing before we go. A massive stockpile of bottled water was found in the middle of nowhere in Puerto Rico 1 year after Hurricane Maria.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
And they were all blaming President Trump for not sending the supplies there.
That's right. I know.
And this was in the middle of nowhere. They happened to stumble upon it. And there it was, thousands of cases of water.
Yeah, well, again, it wasn't President Trump's fault on that.
Nope. And I hope people go to jail over this. All right. Well, we'll talk to you on the weekend show, so stay low.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com. Kathy, one more time.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a terrorized feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right, a little Rooster Cruiser by Ray Carlisle back from 1979. That's the original song that got another one later on started. You might remember, done by Aaron Tippin, but Ray was the original one. All righty, well, we have got, ladies and gentlemen, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your favorite pilot in Flying J Truck Stop. We have a very dangerous heat wave going on right now from the Midwest to the East Coast. Now, it starts up in South Dakota and Nebraska and Kansas and Oklahoma and goes east all the way now into Vermont, into Connecticut, Long Island, New York, all the way down into South Carolina, all the way across I-40 from North Carolina all the way into just about two-thirds of the way across Oklahoma. This is a really tough situation for a lot of people because a large ridge of high pressure extending from the central to the eastern U.S. will deliver a dangerous summer heat wave throughout the weekend. Now, widespread excessive heat warnings and heat advisories already cover the eastern two-thirds of the country. A number of record highs and overnight warm minimum temperatures are likely. Heat indexes will surge past 100 degrees and approach the 110s and 115s in some areas of the east coast of the United States. Now, right here in my state, Florida, we've got temperatures again in the 90s just about all over the state. Heat index is up into the low 100s for the most part. That continues in Georgia. That goes into Alabama, goes into Mississippi, parts of Louisiana, goes up into Arkansas, parts of East Texas. But then the further up the line you get, the hotter it gets in places like Kansas, in places like Missouri, in places like Illinois, in places like Wisconsin, in places like Iowa, where this stuff just doesn't happen. And about one-third of Minnesota tonight is in that same category. Not quite as bad, let's say, as Iowa, where the temperatures will be 10 degrees warmer. And then just go on over into Detroit, into the Michigan area. Go down into Indiana. Go down through all of Ohio. Go through all of Tennessee and all of Kentucky, West Virginia, over into Maryland. We're talking about the Maryland's mountains, the mountains of Maryland, as well as other areas there. This is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. And it's the kind of stuff that produces the stagnant air that some people can't breathe in. And, you know, as I said, Nebraska's even involved in this. Plus, we've got stagnant air warnings right now in Colorado, in the Denver area, east of Denver, going towards Nebraska and going up north towards Wyoming. We've got all kinds of fire advisories because of the heat out in the mountainous areas of the Rocky Mountains. Idaho, Boise, Idaho, and over east and southeast of Boise and the northwestern part of Colorado, New Mexico, severe fire watch warnings. By the way, we do have another system which is working its way slowly onshore from Oregon down to California, down to about the San Francisco Bay Area. That will bring some rain with it, but that's about all. And way, way, way up in northern Michigan and the northern part of Wisconsin tonight, we've got some showers almost on the Canadian border right up there in the Great Lakes. And that's it. That's it. Other than that, the only rain you're going to see is from the afternoon thunderstorms that come with some of the activity that goes on. So be careful in this weather. Be careful. And make sure you've got, if you're outdoors, you're working outdoors, make sure you got plenty of water. This is nothing to joke about. And if you're traveling, truckers, bus drivers, I don't need to tell you, carry a case of water with you. 4 gallons minimum. if you're going out there across some of these long stretches with this really hot weather. And if possible, I would make the water a 50-50 mixture of antifreeze, because that'll help cool your rig down and keep it cooler rather than just plain old water. But that's just me talking. Now, your pilot in Flying J now is not your daddy's truck stop. Because when you're out there riding around in the trucks with your daddy when you were younger, you stop, you got a hot dog, you got a soft drink at a pilot, and that was about all they had, bag of chips, and you were gone again out on the highway. Well, now, many of the pilots, most of them, in fact, have Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queens, McDonald's, Pizza Huts, Subways, Taco Bells, Wendy's, Dunkin' Donuts, and the Flying J's, you'll find Denny's, Huddle Houses, Moe's Southwest Grill, and maybe one of the other locations I told you about will be there. But I'll tell you, this is quite a change from back in the old days when, you know, you might find a cup of coffee if you were lucky. And the food sometimes was considered to be greasy spoon at best. But these restaurants now, I mean, they're award-winning restaurants. Make no mistake about it. And, of course, the travel centers, where you find them, the Flying J's, always have much, for the most part, a much bigger facility than the pilots. But some of the pilots now have some pretty good-sized travel centers there, too. And what you'll find there will be parking, Catskills, the Transflow Express travel documents. So if you need to get a permit for being oversized or overweight or over length or over height, you can do that. Trip packs so you can get your load sent into your company in time to make sure you get paid. Truck washes are close by, if not right there on the premises. Audiobook rentals, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Unions, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet, not only inside but also out in the parking lot, and lounges with the big screen televisions where you can sit in those big easy chairs and watch your favorite sporting event or your movie or whatever it is that you're going to be watching with the rest of the gang in there, because usually it's majority rules when you go in there to watch stuff. But fact of the matter is, Pilot, Flying J, you'll find out that they are much better than what you thought they were many years ago if you haven't been in a while. And to the folks up there, I-75 right there, when you go over the Georgia line up there in Valdosta and Lake Park, make sure that you stop by and say howdy, howdy to them. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up with a cup of coffee. Because I think that even our buddy Nelson has done that a couple times out of Jasper when he travels back and forth. And it's not uncommon to go in there and hear our radio show playing in those truck stops, too. So there you go. And we appreciate them, and we appreciate everything they do. And we thank the pilots and the Flying J's for the great job they're doing keeping America truckers moving and taking care of the services that they need when they're out there on the road. Because it's not easy being an over-the-road driver when you're out there for 2, 3, 4 weeks at a time, maybe even longer. It's not easy. It's only as easy as wherever it is you get to stop and do a little R&R. And Catwoman and Road Dog were in Mount Vernon, Illinois, headed back to Lafayette, Indiana here a little while ago. And there's all kinds of truck stops there in Mount Vernon, Illinois, so there's no telling what they'd stop that there. But I will be right back with more. And how about we say good morning to Mr. George today? And he's telling us about not eating ice cream in the Upper Plains states because it will melt and you can slip and fall in a mess and hurt yourself. All right, George, thanks a lot. A little humor from George up there in Burnsville, Minnesota. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.